Welcome back to the Sunday Night Sex Show on News Talk 980 CKNW. Maureen McGrath hosting this program for you. We're going to be talking about fertility and infertility. One in six Canadian couples trying to conceive are diagnosed with infertility. All of Fertility is leading IVF and fertility center in Canada and won Georgia Strait's Best Fertility Clinic in 2016. And I'm honored to have in the studio with me Dr. Neve Tallon. Welcome to the studio, Dr. Tallon.
Thank you, Maureen. Thanks for having me back again.
Oh, my pleasure. It's great information. This can be a very heartbreaking situation for women and men and couples and facing fertility issues and problems. And there's so much, can be so much fear surrounding it. And as I said to you earlier, I overheard somebody say the best gift a mother can give her, she said, 30-year-old unmarried daughter, is egg freezing. So,
no doubt. I think there's a lot of fear and anxiety amongst potential future grandparents, too, when they see their daughters or their children having difficulties with trying to get pregnant. So we hear again and again from couples, often the ongoing questioning from family and friends is a big part of the heartache, in that it brings to the forefront constantly their battle. And, you know, a lot of the patients we see, like you mentioned too, it's often related to delaying attempts at pregnancy to a later stage in life for a woman, where you automatically have a lower chance of success because of your age and your eggs being of poorer quality.
And what age is that for women? So, is it 30 or is it 35?
Well, fertility declines from a woman's later 20s, but more dramatically over the age of 38, where we see quality of an individual embryo really being significantly less than from an egg that was created in a woman under the age of 38. So when we talk about egg freezing and trying to extend the likelihood of your reproductive lifespan, when you already know that you are not going to embark upon attempts at pregnancy until you are older and in that kind of risky time where you may have difficulties, you know, the idea that you would freeze eggs that are of better quality gives you the greater likelihood of success in the future.
That's right. And how long should a woman or a couple wait, or how long should they try before they should then seek fertility advice or get a consult at Olive Fertility?
That's a great question, in that it depends on the age of the woman. So the younger you are, the greater period of time you have for trying at home without any, you know, potential risk. If we don't see you for about a year, it's okay to keep trying. The likelihood of success in a given month, Maureen, for if everything is perfect, tubes are open, sperm is moving well, they've timed things perfectly and they get together, the best chance of pregnancy is 25 to 30% in a given month. So it shows you need multiple exposures and multiple attempts at getting pregnant.
That's right.
But at 40, it's 5 to 7% per month. It's significantly diminished, and thereby we don't really want women or couples to try for extended periods of time, because really they're just wasting time. So we say usually about 3 or 4 months over the age of 40 before coming to see us.
Okay. And then so at the age of 30, perhaps try for a year.
Exactly.
And 35 would be?
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I often will say to family doctors too, you know, no harm in referring. If they're pregnant, they don't need us. Well, great, that's fine. But, you know, the waiting indefinitely is not a great idea. Like, you know, the advice to keep trying and go home, I say be more proactive than that. You know, give yourselves a few months and then look for help.
And so egg freezing is, you know, it's innovative. It's probably a bit of the wave of the future.
Yeah, it's revolutionized everything that we do, the way in which we freeze eggs, we freeze sperm, we freeze embryos the same way. It's just a very successful technology that gives us great survival rates and healthy tissue on the other side of, you know, thawing it. So it's viable. That's the most important thing. But again, age is not overcome by egg freezing. So we want to freeze good quality eggs. Okay. And therein lies, we want to see women under the age of 38 freezing their eggs. We do freeze eggs in the situation of, for example, a woman embarking upon cancer treatment, whereby that would completely eliminate, you know, eggs within the ovaries. well, then their best chances of ever having a future pregnancy comes with freezing whatever quality eggs they have today.
Of course. And I think that's a conversation. It's my understanding, having spoken at the BC Cancer Agencies around the province, that sex and fertility are two subjects that remain taboo within those health centers, and nobody really brings up that idea or that thought, or there's an embarrassment around it, but it's such an important aspect of cancer treatment, especially in a young woman who may be facing chemo and radiation over a year, who may be or may not be in a relationship but may want to have children.
Yes. I mean, men or women who are embarking upon cancer treatment. So we'll often ask men to freeze sperm ahead of time as well if they're about to embark upon chemotherapy. Just going back to what you previously mentioned, you know, it is a difficult topic to broach when someone's longevity or potential survival is being considered. It can sometimes be minimized, the value that you could place on this idea of extending hope for the future and having children and your own genetic offspring in the future. There is a lot of evidence that shows women who have gone through with egg freezing or embryo freezing with a partner, if they have a partner at the mm-hmm. time, and setting that aside, it brings them such immense hope and alleviates a lot of anxieties and the quality of life that they have after chemotherapy, even if they have not yet used that reproductive material, they find you can't put a value on that. You know, it changes the quality of life for that individual. And that's what we're here for, is really to try and aim to do that. And the same stands for the women I hear and meet every single day who are usually looking at egg freezing because they're single and, you know, they're trying to hold on to this idea of having children or a family with a partner in the future. These are the women who are egg freezing, because the women who are willing to get pregnant today on their own will just go do that using donor sperm.
Of course.
So we hear the same relief and alleviation of anxiety on the other side of actually being successful in setting eggs aside for future use.
I imagine you would. I imagine, especially for the cancer patients and for all women, that it would alleviate some stress if they thought they could never have children.
That's
versus
right.
There's hope that they one day will have a very healthy baby. So what is there's clinics in North Vancouver, and Surrey.
That's correct.
And what is the best way for somebody to come and see you?
So we ask the patients to get a referral from a family physician, but they also can self-refer, and they can do that at oliveFertility.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and they can get us easily and follow us in all of those regards. But the easiest way is to get a referral from the family doctor.
And how long will it take for a woman to get into, or a couple to get into your practice to
so
get in to see you?
We will speak to them within a week or two of receiving the referral, and we set up all of the things that we need in place to see them. So the full evaluation gets done before we actually meet them in person, and that can take a month or two.
Oh, okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so people ought to get on this and
correct.
not really wait, because then once people have made a decision to move forward, then there's going to be a little bit of a waiting time. So maybe
an active waiting time.
Yeah.
That they are doing blood work that is very cycle dependent, and
right.
that we need to interpret to at least have a informed discussion about what we should do for them.
Excellent. Well, it's great work that you do, and bringing babies into the world. There's nothing better.
There is nothing better.
No, there's not. So thank you so much. And again, the website is
olivefertility.com.
That's great. So if you are struggling with fertility issues, this is a great resource for you as well, and to just have your questions answered and alleviate your fears. I am Maureen McGrath. You're listening to the Sunday Night Sex Show on News Talk 980 CKNW.